across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
In Sumter, Mississippi, you'll find an old courthouse with a restored second-floor courtroom. Today, there are no trials, just visitors to this place. They come to recall a galvanizing moment in a tragic event that took place here. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In August of 1955, Emmett Till was killed by Roy Bryant and John Milam after he whistled at Roy's wife while he was at their grocery store. Emmett's mutilated body was sent in a sealed casket back to his mother in Chicago.
She insisted on the box to be open. They told her they couldn't and everything, and so she negotiated with them and told them, well, if you can't, I can.
Jesse James Deming says Mamie Till was determined that the world should see the injustice that had taken place. Law enforcement was often not sympathetic to African Americans who brought charges against whites in that area at the time, and some whites might punish any black person that sought relief from the law. However, Mamie Till lived in the North. She was determined to find justice for her son in Sumner, Mississippi.
When she walked up those steps, it was a sea of white men that she had to come through to get to this courtroom.
A trial was held in the courthouse here in Sumner. After 5 days, the case was given to the all-white male jury to decide.
In 15 minutes, they were through, but they were asked to go back to have a Coke and a smoke, and then they came back with an acquittal.
Bryant and Milam later admitted they murdered Till, knowing their confession was protected since a trial had already acquitted them. This restored courtroom shares the story of this galvanizing moment in American history.
What I've learned is so powerful, and I don't want my kids, my grandkids, my future grandkids to go back in time.
Today, the Tallahatchie Courthouse, where the trial was held, and the Roberts Temple Church of God and Christ in Chicago, where the funeral that drew 50,000 mourners was held, are both part of the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument, a recognition of the watershed moment the murder and trial played in the modern civil rights movement. Traveling the countryside in Sumter, Mississippi, I'm Andrew McCray.
We've got the show rolling, and after a quick break, Tony St. James checks in with Agriculture Today.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and P&D Equipment Sales want to remind farmers to conduct regular equipment inspections. Prevent farm-related injuries by finding problems and hazards and correcting them before someone gets hurt. Dairy farmers rely on P&D Equipment Sales for Superstall mattresses, Mirafont and Ritchie waterers, Schaefer fans, heavy-duty curtain wall systems, silage inoculant, and bunk covers. They also have freestall loops, headlocks, gates, Skeller-Up footwear, and more. P&D Equipment Sales, Brookville Road in Alexander, 343-2394.
It's Farm Safety Week in CJ Country, and Pierce Milling wants to remind you to watch for slow-moving farm equipment when you're driving. Harvest time can be a dangerous time for our local farmers. Please give them plenty of room. You know Pierce Milling and Delavan for their high-quality, freshly made animal feeds. Did you know that their gift shop is chock-full with wind chimes, flags, gnomes, bird feeders, candy, candles, kids' toys, and more? Stop into Pierce Milling on Church Street in Delavan and learn more. Or call 716-492-2740.
With Agriculture Today, Here's Tony St. James.
USDA's weekly export inspections report for the week ending September 18th showed mixed grain movement. Total exports reaching 2.7 million metric tons, down from 3.13 million the previous week, but still above 2.45 million reported a year earlier. Corn leading the pace, 52.3 million bushels, down slightly from the previous week, but well above last year. Year-to-date corn shipments, 137.4 million bushels, compared to about two-thirds of that a year ago. Now, soybean inspections slowed, 17.8 million bushels, sharp decline from last week, and still under last year's pace. Still, cumulative exports remain ahead of the totals last year, which was 57.7 million bushels. Wheat inspections, 31.4 million bushels, stronger than both last week and last year. Pacific Northwest ports leading shipments to Asia and the Middle East. Sorghum movement, though, 1.2 million bushels, reflecting much weaker demand compared with last year. Overall, the data suggests solid demand for U.S. corn and wheat, but softer soybean loadings ahead of harvest. U.S. fruit and vegetable growers facing intensifying pressure from both imports and rising costs. That's according to University of Georgia economist. USDA projecting 2025 cash receipts for all crops at $236.6 billion. It's down 2.5% from last year, with vegetable revenues expected to decline even as consumer demand remains strong. Imports, though, continue to surge, reaching $49.8 billion in 2024, about one quarter of all ag imports, compared to just $15.9 billion in exports. Now, Mexico dominates U.S. vegetable imports, while Canada, Peru, and Chile are key fruit suppliers, often shipping into U.S. harvest windows and depressing domestic prices. But at the same time, growers facing soaring cost. USDA estimates farm production expenses will reach $467 billion this year, up 2.6% from last year, and more than 36% higher than in 2018. Fruits and vegetables, labor-intensive, and reliance on the H-2A guest worker program means higher wages, fees, and compliance burdens. Well, U.S. cattle supplies remain historically tight, keeping a firm tone under beef prices into 2026. USDA estimates the total herd at about 86.7 million head as of January 1st. That's near 70-year lows, while the July 1st inventory showed only a modest uptick in beef replacement heifers. Signals a slow rebuild at best. Imports are backfilling the gap as the mid-year outlook pegged 2025 beef imports near 5.19 billion pounds, with only a slight pullback expected next year as global exportable supplies tighten. Herd rebuilding continues to look slow, keeping cattle prices supported, and the beef on dairy crosses have been helping to fill the feedlots. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Listen later in the hour when Tony St. James is back with the American Cattle News and Market Close Report. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Jaiva Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Jaiva or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jaiva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Last week, a team of 21 producers representing pork, beef, corn, and soybeans traveled to South Korea. The trip was organized by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and it comes at a time when South Korea remains one of the most important partners for U.S. agriculture, but also one of the most competitive. I'll be back with more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. South Korea is the top export market for U.S. beef, a market worth $1.4 billion through July of this year. It's also the third largest market for U.S. pork muscle cuts at more than $420 million. And maintaining those markets is why the U.S. Meat Export Federation organized a trade mission to South Korea. Cattlemen's Beef Board Chair Ryan Morehouse, a cattle feeder from Amarillo, Texas, told the U.S. Meat Export Federation that the Korean appetite for beef has been on a steady climb for more than a decade. He expects that trend to continue, noting that consumers in that country, quote, like our product, and they eat a ton of protein. Illinois pork producer Josh Mashoff saw similar opportunities on the pork side. He told reporters the shift away from rice and toward meat is visible in every grocery store and restaurant in Seoul. In fact, Mashoff noted that Koreans may already be eating more pork per person than U.S. consumers, with demand showing no signs of slowing down. For America's hog industry, that kind of growth could offer support at a time of high costs and growing global competition. The delegation also spent time with Korean importers, including Highland Foods. Chief Operating Officer Eddie Park said Korean buyers want to understand the source of U.S. products, from the farms all the way to processing plants, because flavor and consistency matter deeply to their consumers. Park stressed that building direct relationships with U.S. farmers helps Korean companies expand their business and ensures U.S. products stay prominent on supermarket shelves. Of course, the trip did come at a delicate time in the U.S.-Korea trade relationship. Negotiations over other trade issues, including disputes over steel and automobiles, have occasionally created tensions between our two countries, but agriculture has remained one of the strongest ties between the two. For American farmers, maintaining and growing that bond is critical, and missions like this one are designed to keep U.S. beef and pork front and center for Korean consumers. I'll be back with more after this.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation's recent trade delegation to Korea also toured several food companies that have invested heavily in marketing U.S. beef and pork. American products in Korea are often showcased with clear U.S. branding and premium displays, reinforcing the idea that American ag products are a trusted choice for Korean consumers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Today's favorites and the legends follow today's Farm Show. But now, covering the important stories for farmers in the Northeast, Tom and Tim are standing by with the Ag RadioNet Farm News after these messages.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
One of the many challenges of establishing cover crops in the Northeast is how quick winter gets here as soon as harvest is done. If you're thinking about planting a cover crop this year, you might be worried about the dry conditions and forecasts, and you wouldn't be alone. Some species are better suited to face fall conditions than others. You need to make the best decisions to achieve cover cropping priorities, taking into consideration the current soil moisture conditions. We're now past the planting window for successful crimson, balanza, and verseine clover. If you're waiting for rain, it's time to switch species. For red clover specifically, you can wait and frost seed in late February or early March, but only if you expect to leave the clover in until the spring of 2027. For species like oats, forage radish, buckwheat, you consider how much growth you'll get before the first killing frost, and if the seed and planting operation worth the expense versus how much potential forage or other benefit you might get out of it before it dies. Winter hardy species are another story. Winter cereals, especially winter rye, can establish successfully even when planted in November or later. If you're looking for the nitrogen supply from a legume cover crop, hairy vetch is the most cold-tolerant plant. While it isn't always available, it's a challenge to get things planted on time, but at the end of the day, cereal rye is one of the safest bets for a successful late establishment. You also need to understand the broadcasting cover crops without incorporation in dry weather is bound to fail. Drilling the cover crop in assures good seed-to-soil contact and helps seeds reach more moisture as well. One detail that you can change is to plant the cover crop seed a bit deeper than usual, as much as 2 inches deep. If you can't drill, at least follow a broadcast pass with vertical tillage or a harrow and cultipacker. But as dry as it is now, even drilling won't help much with accessing moisture. The seed emerges and there's no moisture. The stand could be reduced, especially on higher spots in the landscape.
Quality feed! Margins!
Road activity!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Last Friday's USDA cattle on feed report showed that number of cattle down 1%. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market with capacity of 1,000 or more head total 11.1 million head on September 1st, 1% below September 1st of a year ago. Placements in feedlots during the month of August totaled 1,780,000. That was 10% below 2024, with net placements at 1,730,000 head. During August, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were just 355,000, or 600 to 700-pound calves, 265. Marketings of fed cattle during August totaled a little less than 1.6 million head. That was 14% below 2024. Marketing's the lowest for August since the series began back in 1996, although the cattle were heavier weights. Other disappearance totaled 51,000 head during August. That was 6% below 2024. We can see expectations for cattle prices to see a slight increase on Monday.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
The guys will be back with another report tomorrow. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, it's On the Farm with Jeff Ishii.
We know that nothing puts more power to the ground than a Versatile. The new line of four-wheel drive tractors features a heavy-duty frame that improves tractor durability, performance, and longevity. Versatile's partnerships with industry-leading supplies like Cummins and Cat help balance superior performance and power. This is a machine you have to see to believe. Visit Kelly's Garage in Perry and see how you can put a new Versatile four-wheel drive tractor in your fields today.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country? Maybe you want to remodel your existing home. Give Farm Credit a call. We've financed rural America for over 100 years. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. So talk to the experts in rural finance. We're just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or call us today, 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We hear a lot of talk these days about small farms. What exactly is, what's the definition of a small farm? Here's Faith Parham with American Farm Bureau.
USDA defines small farms as farms with less than $350,000 of gross cash farm income. That being said, that's gross cash farm income, so that's income before expenses. Expenses for farms that are small are around over $200,000, so most of these farms are only actually taking home around $45,000.
Are small farms beneficial to local communities?
They sustain these communities in terms of revenue into the community, but also jobs, workforce. They help keep schools and hospitals and local businesses open.
Faith Parham with American Farm Bureau.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Virginia Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry, Matt Lohr.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality.
Ensuring voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary. Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
And today, we would like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Chesterfield, South Carolina. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WRFE 89.3 in Chesterfield, South Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Jim Bishop, who says, "We cannot change the direction of the wind, but we can adjust our sails." Thank you, Jim, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
In honor of National Farm Safety Week, Edelrock Gravel Products reminds drivers that there are many slow-moving farm vehicles on the roads this time of year. Give our farming friends plenty of room to travel the road safely so they can get home to their families just like you. Edelrock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves, and it's easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more, call 567-2100 or stop by Edelrock Gravel Products, Route 19 in Pike and on Osmond Road in Freedom.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
States promoting agriculture is common. Among the vessels used are State Departments of Agriculture and State Farm Bureaus. And in the case of the Jayhawk State, its State Farm Bureau offers an avenue for producers to promote and sell their goods and value-added products. For as Kylie Stout explains,
"When we speak with farmers that we work with, their number one challenge is marketing. How can we reach more consumers? How can we do that with minimal effort when they have been working all day, providing labor to create the products or work the cattle?"
That led to Kansas Farm Bureau developing an online store. Shop Kansas Farms.
A lot of times they work with us just to outsource that because we can do it and we can provide a bigger outreach that they're not able to do on their own. And we put on direct-to-marketing workshops for them. We try to bring all the resources and partner with other organizations to make sure they have every tool available to them in their toolkit.
The convenience factor of sales avenues like Shop Kansas Farms are not lost on Kylie or those producers who utilize their online presence.
A lot of the farmers that we work with don't want to commit to a weekly farmer's market. They want to be home with their family. Makes sense. And so we provide a digital platform for farmers to be able to sell their products 24/7 to consumers.
Nor the irony that Kansas Farm Goods and value-added products the day we visited with Kylie were being sold not just at a farmer's market, but the Great American Farmer's Market in Washington, D.C. earlier this summer. Yet she says many producers are aware they
need to use all access points available to them to be able to market their products. So this is one avenue, being at a farmer's market. The online availability is another. Shipping nationwide is another. Wholesale models and grocery stores is one way
to diversify revenue streams, as well as make connections with customers, even if virtually. In part, it's education, not just about the source of food, but Kansas agriculture. While a state perhaps best known for wheat and small grains and beef,
the Sandhill Plum Jelly, the Sandhill Plum is the Kansas state fruit. Thanks to a group of fifth graders who wrote to the governor and said, "This should be our state fruit." So it grows wild out in the western fields of Kansas, and we're proud to be promoting it in our nation's capital. It is, I think, a little bit sweeter than a regular plum, but of course, in the jelly context, it's going to be sweeter because of the added sugars that make it so great on a piece of toast in the morning for your breakfast.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a seed consultant's sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit seedconsultants.com.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming reminds you that it's National Farm Safety Week. Drivers, it's harvest time, so keep an eye out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the road. Did you know that a well-run foot bath can be cost-effective as well as reduce lameness? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming has been in business for over 40 years. They look forward to serving you. For the health of your herd, contact Zane Hendrickson at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snow blowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. At the New York Animal Ag Coalition Birthing Center and the Mobile Dairy Experience, I have a very special guest, Joel Reelman, who is chair of NIAC. Tell us a little bit about your farming operation.
Myself and my partners, we operate six separate dairy farms. Collectively, we all milk right around 6,100 cows in total. And in all, we have to work right around 10,000 acres to feed our cows.
And yet, you are chair of NIAC.
An absolute thrill, a privilege to do this. We have to wear a lot of hats, you know, in our business, but I'm very thankful to wear this hat for NIAC. If you spend some time at the fairs, it can be your county fair, it can be any state fair, you'll see a ton of people that are involved in the dairy industry, whether it's production agriculture or agribusiness. They'll give their time to help promote and educate, you know, what we do, the nutritional goodness of milk.
How do you recruit, motivate, and retain great people?
We're very much a proponent of promoting from within. If we start with a base that's solid, we can work with those folks and we can train them and provide that the right kind of leadership. They will grow and they will develop. You know, herdsmen, field crew, and farm managers, you know, a lot of them are developed right from the groundwork up. So they are ingrained to our culture and our systems. You know, that's really how we promote ourselves. And we do go outside the box a little bit when we have to. And I think we've been able to brand our farms. And I think that does attract some young talent that does, you know, a lot of times comes to us. Years ago, you learn about taking care of the cow. Then you learn about taking care of the land and think about the nutrients that our cows provide us. Those that are in the business now are the ones that have really honed in on human resource. You know, probably the human resource is our number one asset.
Shifting back to what I call your legacy here, the Birthing Center. You've been working at the Birthing Center for several years. You've been there today. What are some of the fun questions that you get when people talk to you at the Birthing Center?
Well, it's you get a lot of the same questions, John, but probably one of the questions that you get asked just once in a while is you'll get asked, you know, why are you a farmer? You know, why do you do what you do? You just described all the work you have to do, and it's a lot of work, and it's, you know, why do you do this? You know, ultimately, it's, you know, when you see the birth of a calf, you know, I've seen thousands of calves born, and that will never, ever get old. The beginning of life, whether it's with a calf or it's springtime, those activities, you know, for me and many that are in this industry, it's very, very fulfilling. And if you're born with that gene, you just can't get rid of it.
Joel, I'm fortunate because I can see the smile on your face, but people listening to this are going to hear your smile. They're going to hear your passion about what you do on a daily basis.
My drive, you know, if there's projects to do, if you're really passionate about something, you never work a day in your life.
Tell us a little bit about this birthing center. It's got to be a lot of fun to watch the miracle of life, but also see the awe on people's faces as people who have never seen this before.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of the people that come through the exhibit are very many generations removed now. Could be three, four, in somewhere upwards of five generations removed from anybody in their family that had a dairy farm. So the importance of education at this point, this is, people come to the exhibit for education. You can come here and see it real life, and you actually get to talk to farmers, and you get to know the real story and why the practices that we do, and you can understand why the practices that we perform on our farms, how it makes such a nutritious product for the consumer.
So that's the message you want them to leave with. Sure, it's fun for them to see the birth of a calf, but it's a bigger message than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about relationships. You know, the relationship between farmer and consumer. Again, you know, there's, you know, billions of consumers out there, and those specific touch points that we can achieve here at the birthing center, you know, people don't forget it. And people come back year after year, but still, you know, over 200,000 people go through this exhibit every year, and you see so many new faces. And
those are 200,000 lives you're touching every year that you're making impact on.
And that's the biggest thing about it. You know, over 10 years, over 2 million people. I mean, that's the impact this has had. So, you know, the idea that was sparked from Jessica Zim years ago, you know, to start this and what it's grown into, and now under the leadership of Eileen, it has bridged the gap between you know the producer and the consumer, and this will continue to go. I mean, when you do this every year, and so many new faces come and you talk to them, you know that you're making a difference, and you know that the word is spread that people want to come and see this. So that makes it a lot of fun.
Jessica certainly did leave a big legacy here. So, Joel Realman, chair of New York Animal Ag Coalition, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely, John. Anytime.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
News and information for the men and women that produce the food that feeds America. Up next, it's today's Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson. In just a moment.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
An international perspective on crop insurance, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Do farmers in other countries have crop insurance? You bet they do. And many of them have borrowed aspects from the U.S. version, according to Pascal Farrar, president of the International Association of Agricultural Production Insurers.
For example, countries such as China, India, Brazil, and partly Europe have adapted some aspects of the U.S. system when scaling up their own insurance markets. I personally think an important lesson learned from the U.S. experience is the demonstration that with political will and long-term support, subsidized crop insurance can become a very central pillar of agricultural stability.
Farrar says there's some creativity in crop insurance around the world as well.
Some countries are testing innovative reinsurance, such as catastrophic bonds, to add extra capacity and resilience to the industry.
And says Farrar, some crop insurers in other countries incent farmers to be more sustainable.
Some countries are now starting to link insurance subsidies more closely to climate volatility and to possible adaptation, mitigation, and prevention instruments.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
A check of the forecast is coming up next. Then Tony St. James brings us information on the American Cattle Report and market close prices.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, and Fluid Milk, home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life. All produced with care for their cows and commitment to their communities. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., patchy dense fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 9 p.m., low around 59. For Thursday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., and then showers likely between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 70. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 58.
American Cattle News. Demand for beef in the U.S. outpaces our supply. We have to import beef. More after this.
When you look at me, you might see
a person with Parkinson's disease.
But if you look closer,
you'll see
a warrior mom,
an endurance athlete,
someone with a lot of fight.
Every 9 minutes, someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
And every one of them can turn to the American Parkinson Disease Association.
Look closer.
My spirit is unshakable. Visit apdaparkinson.org to learn more and show your support today.
What does Costa Rica, Paraguay, Argentina, Nicaragua, Uruguay, New Zealand, Mexico, Brazil, Canada, and Australia have in common? Well, Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State livestock marketing economist, says
we have a very integrated relationship with Canada as far as cattle and beef, both. Canada, we do a lot of bilateral trade of beef with Canada. So we both import. Canada is the number three source of beef imports into the U.S. So far this year, those imports are down about 3.5%. Our imports from most countries are up, and you know our total imports through July were up about 30% on a year-over-year basis. But with Canada, they were down slightly, 3.5% lower on a year-over-year basis. As far as exports, our exports to Canada are down 12.7% so far this year. Canada's the number five export market for the U.S. And people might ask, you know, why do we both import and export from Canada? Because, in fact, the quality of the products in general are pretty similar. And a lot of it just has to do with the fact that, you know, the U.S. and Canada share a very wide east-west border. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at where cattle production and beef production happens in Canada, it's closer to the western part of the U.S. If you look at where most of the people in Canada are, they're close to the eastern, you know, the Corn Belt and so on in the U.S. So a lot of products flow north and south. It's much more transportation efficient than shipping them east and west in both countries. And so it's really transportation logistics that drive a lot of the trade between the U.S. and Canada as far as beef. So we do have that live cattle trade relationship as well.
American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At Burt's Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, September the 23rd. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street, the S&P 500 in the red, 66.56, the Dow down 462.92, and NASDAQ lower, 225.73. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November in the green, 63.62, December 63.16, and January higher as well, 62.85. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher. So we go over to the grains futures prices. Corn December contract 4.5 higher here at the end of the day at 426.25. Corn March 443 even, and May 452.25. Soybean higher, soybean meal lower, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 9.75 higher at 520.5. March 539 even, and May in the green as well, 551 even. Hard red winter wheat December 9.25 higher at 511.5. March in the green as well, 532.5. Hard red spring wheat December 538.25, 11.25 higher. March higher as well, 553.25. Over to the cotton. Starting with the October contract, 21 cents higher at the end of the day at 64.53, December 66.64, and March 68.56. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle October 235.60, 155 lower, December 238.75, and February 241.12. Feeder cattle October 362.12, November 360.75, and January 195 higher at 355.12. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk higher.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.